the deal.
The bald-faced truth wants you to live a longer, happier, healthier life.
Its advantages are obvious.
You've heard of healthcare reform. We give you healthcare inform.
This message may be the most important your radio has ever brought to you.
The tools for healthy living and wellness.
And it's for a good cause.
Brought to you by Legacy Health.
I'm young and healthy.
All right, Legacy Health and Wellness Wednesday segment here on the BFT, and we're joined today by Dr. John Buchanan, who's a primary care sports physician with training in internal medicine. And, Doctor, first off, thanks for joining us. What would you do if the president was talking trash to you?
Gee, I don't know.
That'd be an intimidating position to be in, I would imagine.
Say, yes, sir. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what can I do? Absolutely. No, it's funny stuff in a lot of different ways. But I think the last time that I had the opportunity to speak with you was right before the NCAA tournament. And the reason I think of that is because you completed medical school at the University of Utah. So we talked some right. Utah Utes hoops. Well, football season's around the corner now. So you got the Utes going into football season and a big one opening up against Michigan. How much do you pay attention to the Utes football team?
I wish I had more time away from my medical studies to watch more sports.
Right? I would imagine that keeps you pretty busy.
Yeah, I think my patients appreciate that I probably know how to take care of them better than I know the score from the last game.
How big, though, is that? Because I feel like whenever I end up at the doctor's, you got to be able to have some small talk going into it, you know?
Right, yeah. So I have an app on my phone that keeps me abreast of what's going on.
There you go.
It's kind of ironic that I don't know as much about the sports teams going out there than my friends that are in different professions.
It's Dr. John Buchanan, our guest here on a Legacy Health and Wellness Wednesday segment. Well, with football season around the corner, obviously one of the big topics on everybody's mind, especially in youth sports, with kids that are playing football, is the concussion issue. Just kind of general perspective, What are we talking about, and how much advancement in your eyes has been made as we've become so much more aware of concussions, how they happen, and different ways we can prevent them?
Yeah, we're learning a lot more about concussions, about how to treat them, and that's probably the biggest research is treating once they've happened. As far as prevention, there's a whole lot of money being poured into trying to prevent these injuries. Unfortunately, there's not a lot that has been able to pan out in big studies. People make a lot of money off the soft helmets and the jaw, the impact testers that they put on kids. But when it turns out, the concussion happens when the brain hits the inside of the skull. So there's nothing you can really do to keep something from the brain striking the inside of the skull. The brain's kind of the consistency of soft butter, and the skull's much harder than that. So the best way to prevent a concussion, I mean, the only surefire way to prevent a concussion is to get kids to play tiddlywinks or chess or get them out of the field. But one of the big things that's really come across is making sure that kids are putting their heads up when they tackle. They tackle with the body, bring them down when they're playing football instead of hitting them with the head.
You know, it's interesting because I had a family friend come up and tell me that they were going to let their third grade son play tackle football, and a part of me went, wow, really? You know, like, that's kind of crazy. But then a part of me thought, well, maybe they'll learn the fundamentals and the basics at this young level, and that'll help them as they go along. What do you make of kind of those situations and those decisions that parents have to make for a kid at that young of an age?
Yeah, I mean, I really want to get kids to be able to get their, you know, hand-eye coordination intact, want to get them fit, make sure they're staying as active as possible. And the coaches that are teaching third graders really got to teach those kids to wrap people up, not to bring them down by using their heads.
It's Dr. John Buchanan, our guest here on a Legacy Health and Wellness Wednesday segment. Has it impressed you how much studies and how much progress has been made in learning more about concussions, or do you still feel like there's a long way to go?
There's still so much we don't know about the brain. I mean, even, you know, learning about strokes, learning about seizures, there's so much that we don't know. But there is some new stuff as far as imaging. They're doing functional MRI, which looks at the way that the brain metabolizes glucose and looking at different pathways that get disrupted after head injuries. And that really helps us with diagnosing and helps us with trying to prevent some of the rotational force from a concussion. When people get hit from the side and are not aware they're getting hit, they tend to be more susceptible.
All right, so last thing here. If parents are concerned, you know, that their kid comes home from practice, they're acting weird, what are the symptoms they should look for to potentially, you know, take further action if they believe that their child may have had a concussion?
Yeah, so if parents think their kids are concussed, they would look for things like a fullness in the head, pressure in the head, not able to meet the parent's eyes. Usually the concussed athlete tries not to look people in the eye because they can feel like they can see into their brain and see the injury. And so if they're not making eye contact with you and they're acting a little funny, maybe not standing up straight, shaking their head, then that would be a reason to pull them from the game and just get them out of the play arena.
Doctor, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Dr. John Buchanan, a Legacy Health and Wellness Wednesday segment. We appreciate the time and want to make sure you live longer and are happier. So there is Dr. John Buchanan.